Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A New Appearance. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yesterday, I described an old car that my dad had given to me. I think perhaps maybe to get it off of his conscience more than because of kindness. It was a bucket of rust. And after a great deal of effort, sweat, toil, consideration, consultation with those who had painted cars before, that old rust tape had been sanded and wiped clean, and a new coat of paint had appeared on the surface of the car, and all of a sudden, what had once been a rust bucket now became a thing of, well, maybe not beauty, but certainly it stood out in the crowd. Old, yes, but a new coat of paint. It was a different car. Inside, underneath the paint, it was the same. Was a new creature, a new creation, something new out of something old. As I drove to school the first day after the coat of paint had been applied, I was surrounded by classmates who were in great appreciation of what had once been an eyesore and now had become eye-watering. It was a new appearance. My classmates wanted to ride in that car, which before they wanted to get away from as fast as possible. What was the difference? A new coat of paint. Old things were now passed away because the paint had been applied. In our life, when Christ comes into our heart, we become new creations. We are not the same old creatures we were before. We are something new, something that God has created in us, not because of what we are, but because of what He is. You see, under the paint, it was the same old car. What was the difference? The new coat of paint. What is the difference when we become believers in Jesus Christ? It's not so much that what we have done makes the difference. It's what Christ has done for us. He becomes the new coat of paint in our life. We are His children. As His children, we have a new name. That new name is written down in glory. And it's ours. Have you experienced that new coat of paint, as it were, in your life? Do you have a new appearance? Have you been born again? Will you spend eternity with the Lord and all of those who have been born again? If not, pray to receive Jesus Christ right now. Just say anything. Just say, come in, Lord. Be the Lord of my life. Give me a new appearance. He is so ready to do that. He longs to be the new covering of an old sinner. Accept Him now. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have come into our hearts, into our life. You desire to bring something new and cover that which was old and ugly and lost. Thank you for making us new because of what you have done, not what we have done. All we can do is just accept what you have done for us. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for making us new. Guide and direct now. Lead us, guide us, love us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.